Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Decided to go for something that I could answer because it's more pertinent to perhaps what's going on right now. And it's a question from Tom Downs. And he's asked, sorry, Tom, I apologize. I don't actually know when we received this question because we've collated it all in a document. And yours is the one that caught the eye because I love answering anything that's about Antonio Conte. Ciao tutti. Interested to know what the gang think about reports of Conte to Milan in the summer. And whether the signing of Terracciano is a nod to this. So, Tom, I am coming to you on Sunday evening where we've already watched Milan win the match against Lecce 3-0. I think it was the seventh victory in a row for Milan. And since the beginning of March, no team has managed as many points as them in Serie A. I do love the fact that Gazzetta always finds these really weird statistics, you know, and uses it as like, look how good they are. So it's been for 2 months now. They haven't dropped anything. No team is like them in Serie A. Meanwhile, about 3 months ago, they were requesting that Pioli might not be the right manager for them. It does seem like somewhat the tide has been turning towards Stefano Pioli. I'm going to read something to you because there's been actually a topic of conversation in English media, in particularly because I wrote a piece on Simone Inzaghi and it was published on Friday. And I got lots of interesting questions on my Instagram. I started it off by talking about what the media had, what Gazzetta specifically had said about Simone Inzaghi after the Easter Monday loss that they had last season against, I want to say, Fiorentina. And last year, Gazzetta had wrote after the loss on the 1st of April that it would seem almost utopian that Inzaghi would keep his job. And unless, of course, he won the Champions League and based on the performance, that would be utopia. They couldn't understand how Inzaghi had suffered so many losses and that it was just abysmal to expect that from a team like Inter. And how on earth was he going to keep his job? You know, fast forward, really not many months later, and they were in the Champions League final, and they've been in terrific form ever since. And that has kind of started off a debate on the way that coaches are really judged by the media in Italy and how it's become this ridiculous drama all the time. Should we sack them? Should we not? And I go back, and I've spoken about this already on the pod, but one thing I remember is when Antonio Conte and Inter were chucked out of the Champions League. And we were discussing with them whether or not he should be sacked, considering how poor they were in the Champions League. And I was like, absolutely. And obviously after that, they went on to win the title. And it was always something that I reflect on and think I should never have said that. I should never have said that because coaches need time to build something. And while for me, I'm somebody who really rates Champions League football above everything else. I think that if you keep falling out in that league, then some question marks need to be asked of the coach. Having said all of that, I would never give that advice again to anyone. I would never ask for a coach to be fired unless there was a genuine signs of regression. Speaking to that, loads of people had responded to say that they remember what was written at the time and why is Italian media like this. And I don't know if this is just Italian media. I think some people just get a little bit reactionary to poor results. But it does seem to be really ridiculous how coaches in Italy go from hero to zero so quickly all the time. And I feel like it's almost like fans are writing the pieces as opposed to journalists. And in much the same way, I have moved from being a blogger as my career to a journalist, and there's been a different process and a maturity level required as well to find myself where I am now, which is why when I started crying when Juventus lost last week, I started to question my maturity. Anyway, on the topic of Conte and Milan, this was written on February the 28th by Andrea Di Caro of the Gazzetta. And he said, Pioli is on fire. It was chanted in Milan's Scudetto chants to magnify him. A sort of Pioli is at the top. Pioli is at the maximum. However, given the current situation, the literal translation of Pioli is on fire seems more appropriate. The coach's position looking ahead to next season has been more precarious for some time, and his confirmation will probably remain uncertain until the last moment. And I think that now we've got Di Caro writing again just this weekend saying Stefano Pioli deserves to remain in charge of Milan. His contract expires in June 2025 and rumours have linked Antonio Conte and Thiago Motta to the Rossoneri job. In the most difficult moment, Pioli took the team by the hand, bringing it back to an excellent level of playing. They have overtaken Juventus, and Pioli has a year left in his contract, and he deserves to lead the fantasy Milan the club wants to build. That's a remarkable achievement of what Pioli has managed this season, but it goes to show you how in 2 months this man has changed the way that he is viewed as coach. And I think that what's annoying about all of this is that none of the alibis that he presented, he didn't present them, but that have been presented on his behalf, were ever taken seriously. It is the strange thing in Italy because it's such a demanding country, and that's perhaps why results have always arrived usually for the national team. I used to, growing up in London, I realised there's such a difference between the way that the English support their teams to the way the Italians do. And with Italy, everything's always so dramatic, you know. The team is always disgusting unless it wins everything. And
head to SerieAChronicles.com/Patreon now and subscribe to the Chronicles Tifosi Patreon membership with a free 7-day trial. Get early access to every full-length episode and voice note before the rest of the world. Plus, all episodes are 100% ad-free. And you get bonus Patreon-only exclusive episodes, video episodes, and behind-the-scenes extras. Also, be sure to join the new chat community in the Patreon app and chat with fellow subscribers.
Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.